Hello there.
This is Peter Marr.
Hello, Peter.
How you doing?
Stand-up comedian and reality TV star.
You have a restroom, correct?
Yes.
I just know what happens when I drink juice.
Because there's no toilets in it. You have to go. There's a great big pool, though.
Lots of mouthwashes.
Maslow's hierarchy of needs places shelter right near the bottom of the pyramid. That's the important end, right next to food, water, and Wi-Fi. No matter who you are, you need protection from the elements. You need a place to sleep where you won't be eaten by predators. And as George Carlin said, you need a place to keep your stuff while you go out and get more stuff. I'm David Sharp, and today on Midnight Breakfast we talk housing. What do you require? What do you desire? And of course, what makes a house a home? Midnight Breakfast is a weekly conversation between friends over a meal. We talk to my comedian buddies about the specific things that they love, that they are passionate about, that they could write a how-to guide about. My comedian expert guests this week are the recently uprooted Kevin Tinkin.
I don't mind the touches, the peeling off. Oh,
God. And reality TV star and real life home improver, Peter Marr.
The pants just keep getting lower the hotter it is. You know? Yeah. Lower and tighter.
At the temperature.
Yeah, exactly.
In addition to Kevin, Peter, and myself, you will also occasionally hear the voices and or laughter of our production team, audio engineer Dave Brennan, and culinary engineer and contributing wit, Shayna Brennan. All episodes are recorded in the Brennan's Breakfast Nook / Recording Studio here in not-so-bad Van Nuys, California, while Shayna prepares a delicious pile of bacon and eggs for our guests. We hope that you don't find the intermittent hiss of bacon or clatter of silverware distracting. That's just part of the ambiance here at Midnight Breakfast. Our guests are also treated to a delightful dessert provided by our sponsor, Kettle Glazed Donuts in Hollywood, California, online at kettleglazed.com. Kettle Glazed, great donuts. This week, I will be at the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club on Wednesday, October 14th, hosting the Jeff Comedy Jam. And then on Tuesday, the 20th, I'm going to start hosting a new game show at the Social Tap in Ventura. More information at davidsharpcomedy.com. So, build yourself a little nest, snuggle in and get comfy as we start to talk houses here on this week's Midnight Breakfast.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go to the Midnight Breakfast. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go to the Midnight Breakfast. Eggs and bacon, waffles too.
I'm still working on it, old man.
You had five kids.
Jokes on
40 years to figure this one out.
What are your living situations now? What kind of pad do you have?
I'm in Sunland in a two-bedroom apartment with wife and two kids. Yeah, quite the adjustment from where we were.
You just moved from Fresno in a house that you owned, right?
Yes. Yeah, 1,900 square feet. Yeah, we were on a half acre, and now we're in like 700 square feet.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. Big change. Yeah. How are the kids?
They're good. They're digging their new school district, and they're happy, and I got a new TV and put Minecraft on it, so it's like
that's all they need.
It's like three more rooms right there.
Exactly.
They can always construct their own rooms if need be.
Exactly.
That's how that works. I don't know.
There's skeletons and creepers.
You
gotta watch out for creepers.
Watch out for creepers.
They just walk up to you and explode.
That's good advice in Minecraft. That's good advice here in Van Nuys.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Watch out for creepers.
They just walk up to you and explode here too.
It's happened.
Sometimes you get an earful. They just don't shut up.
Peter, what's your situation?
I'm living in Glendale. Downtown Glendale.
And you live in a house apartment?
Apartment. I got a one bedroom. I've lived there. Man, I'm going on 4 years now.
And then you have a girlfriend.
I do.
Does she stay with you? Does she have her own place?
We split time. She's down in Long Beach. And
we both live in L.A. It's a long distance relationship. Yeah.
It's either 45 minutes or 2 days.
Do you ever make plans to get in a place together?
Yeah, you know, it's gotten to that stage. No.
Hey, I don't want to push it. I don't want to start presuming.
No, this is...
When are you going to ask the question, Peter? When are you going to make an honest last man of this woman.
Last man. Wait a second. Aren't I?
Wait, what did I just say? Just being an honest man of this woman?
You know what? It's probably going to happen. I don't know. I don't know how you guys asked your wives out, but I did the old, you know, had to test the line a little bit just to make sure.
for the listening audience, he's doing a casting of a fishing rod. Fishing.
Yeah. Just to make sure. But it was one of those.
Marriage is like fly fishing. Yeah. You're going to get wet up to the hips.
You better have waders, kid. Otherwise, it'll leak in your boots. It'll be horrible.
No, it was one of those where I knew it about after the second date. And I was like,
you know, it's been a process of holding back the question.
Pretty much. Time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just
you'll be like eating dinner on your like fourth date and you're like, you want to get Mayor Rin tickets? You want to go see Mark Maron?
Mariners. I like Mariners. Huge fan.
This is a new house for us. We just moved here within this last week, and so this is our first midnight breakfast in the new breakfast nook.
Did you guys buy or are you renting?
Yeah, we're renting.
Oh, praise the Lord. Because when someone goes bad in a place you own, it's your responsibility.
You have to fix it instead of some landlord.
So I'm glad to be in my stupid little apartment now and just not have to worry about anything. I called the landlord the other day. So the water's draining too fast out of the bathtub. Fix it.
Yeah. And then he just came and he just did it. Because landlords, let's face it, are basically like angels.
He hasn't come by. Yeah, get a little plug for it.
So landlords are like angels in that they never answer your
questions. They're not real. They're not exist. They will not help you if you
ask them. Believe hard enough, you may see one.
If you complain hard enough. Kevin, what was your growing up situation?
1469 West Menlo. I remembered it.
Fresno?
Yeah, in Fresno.
You lived in the same house until you were 18 then?
No. So that one...
So you guys did move around some.
Well, yeah. The house that I grew up in was that house on Menlo and...
I'm going to stop for just one second. People will be hearing the voice of Thomas, who's a new addition to the Midnight Breakfast podcast because he used to live in my house.
Yeah.
And he's moved in here. And he's very vocal. He's more vocal than the other cats that we've had. And so people will probably be hearing from Thomas.
When I stayed at your house, I woke up with Thomas on my chest.
Trying to have a conversation with you. So wake up! I'm lonely. Tell me your thoughts.
Do my dew claws look gross?
I'm kind of worried about my dew claws. I get self-conscious.
We're going to a new neighborhood. The kids, I don't know what they're going to say. The other cats, I'm not sure.
Yeah, so the house I grew up in we had this big tree out front, and like I remember hanging ropes from it and like swinging on it, and then like having like little hiding spaces, which was now I know was just the ventilation duct. but that was for me. It was a very special hiding spot.
Now I know that that was asbestos that needed to be removed.
I was cussing out a dead man that...
First time?
So the house I bought from this guy was very old, and I'm in the backyard. No. I didn't kill him. Let me just put that out there. But he was old.
I didn't kill him. I left him alive in the basement until he died of natural causes.
Tied to a chair without water.
Turns out people die if you don't feed them water.
I
know that now.
Wish I had a basement.
I wish I had a basement. That's what he takes away from that.
God, I had to use the attic and it just leaked through the floorboards.
Wish I had got out the story.
No, but I was putting in some sprinkler lines in the backyard. The dude had buried monster truck tires. Actually, they weren't monster. They were large though. Just underneath the ground in the backyard where I'm trying to dig, and I'm just
Fresno?
Yeah. Yeah. And I literally found this, like, for lack of a better term, reservoirs of broken glass, holy like six shit. Inches below the surface in the backyard.
You asked him if this was Fresno, and as soon as he said yeah, you're like, oh yeah, that totally makes sense. Yeah.
You'd be surprised at what people just bury in their backyard just to get
their
rid
trash
of
in their
backyard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to get rid of it?
Yeah, just so you don't have to take the tires to the dump. You don't have to...
Isn't digging a giant hole so much more work?
Well, you know, he made it like
what
a feature mound. He made it a mound feature.
It's not that he murdered someone in that truck and then buried the truck part by part.
I would have been happier with that because then it would have been like an adventure. It was just him being lazy. So, like, yeah, I got a bag of glass. He'll put it in the backyard with next to the old truck tires.
Maybe he was senile. Those are just the things that matter to him.
This is my treasure, a tire and some glass.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Fresno, yeah. Yes.
At least. Fresno, it's the Nebraska doable. Of California. Yeah.
Yes. The Midwest.
That's very true.
The West.
It is. Yeah. It really is. It's the middle of California. It's California flyover country.
It's very agricultural.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, smells like farts. Very Midwestern.
Very methane-y. My dad used to do that. We would drive out to my grandma and grandpa's farm, and he would just be like, smell that country air. Like, dad, it's shit. Shit. There's nothing but shit in this air. What's wrong with you?
I met Kevin because my family lives in Armona, which is near Fresno, and so I go up to visit them and do comedy in Fresno sometimes. And Armona has this very particular... It's a very farty, and I associate that with visiting my grandparents.
Yeah.
And being in Armona. And it's not a smell that, like, most people would probably think of as good, but to me, it's a, like, warm, nostalgic.
Yeah.
The smell of a skunk reminds me of a place I lived in, Los Feliz. But yeah, that it's like a rank smell to 99.9% of the population. But to me, I'm like, oh, that's the apartment in Canadian
good
John.
Years. Yeah, good years. Years. A house that smells like cat piss reminds me of my childhood.
Well, give us a minute. We'll see. Yeah. Right,
my best friend, who was my neighbor growing up, he just had a lot of cats, and the house just always smelled like cat piss. And, you know, like the first time I ever saw softcore pornography, you know, was in this house. You know, these are pivotal, like, mind moments.
Now every time I change the cat box, I get an erection.
It's weird.
Yeah, but like all there's like, strange the first time I ever tried, like, a cap full of alcohol was in this house. Like, there's all these weird things, because my
house... Wow, so your friend was a dirtbag.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, he's a great... He's a good guy, but yeah.
Come on inside. I didn't clean up. Let's jerk off and get drunk.
Well, why don't we get drunk and then jerk off?
No.
Yeah. Forever. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm
Playboy Channel pornography. Like,
yeah.
That week when they unscrambled the porn on TV.
Oh my God. You guys remember that?
Oh gosh.
How old are you?
Yes.
34.
Okay. 35. 35. All right.
Mm-hmm. Well, you
this is the podcast of men that don't want to think of themselves as middle aged.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. No,
when really, if we get hard about our math, middle-aged might have been a few years ago.
Yeah. It's possible.
It's probably.
Can you help yourself?
Yeah, dig in,
pass it around.
This is awesome.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much. Cheese and rice, this is really good. Thank you so much.
This is like a real meal.
I would have a hard time going back to living without a dishwasher.
Really?
Oh,
doing dishes by hand, I just let that shit pile up and pile up. I have multiple times in my life thrown away all the dishes.
Just 31 dishes.
Just reaching bucket bowls. Like, you know what?
Forks.
If I ever want to have clean dishes again, the only way is to destroy everything here and just start fresh.
Yeah, paper plates.
It feels good though, right? Just
oh, God, after having that pile in your house for a month just to finally decide, like, you're going, I'm just throwing you out. So cleansing.
That's what I was going to say. It's
relieving. What are other things that a house would either have to have or could not have?
Big fan of air conditioning now.
Oh, yeah. I can live without heat. I can't live without air conditioning.
Yeah, for sure.
When I lived in Illinois, there were a couple times when I did not pay my electricity bill, and I had to go without heat during some cold months. And the thing is, that's doable. But sweating?
In Illinois?
Ugh! Sweating? Yeah, that's
I don't respond.
I can put on sweaters, I cannot sweat. That is my line.
Yeah, that's true. You can only take off so many things.
Right.
And then it's just like, and then just the fact that your legs have to touch.
Oh, God.
Like, get off of me.
That really is the worst part.
I don't mind the touch, it's the peeling off.
And that's just your legs touching each other.
Thank you for adding more mouth noise to this podcast.
Well, that's what I hear. That's the make or break.
They tune in for the mouth noises. Real wet smacking.
Is there something that you've lived with in the past that you couldn't live with now? Or a way that you believed you couldn't go back to?
I'm pretty flexible.
It'd be hard. It's hard not having your own like place to be weird or whatever. Like, this is how I look. All right. I'm going to take my shirt off in the living room sometimes.
Whether it's the front porch or the living room, right. It doesn't matter.
Right. But like when you have roommates, like it's not even that my roommates would expect anything. Like, it's just, it sucks to not be able to sleep in your underwear.
Yeah.
You know, it just, I want to be able to be in my underwear and just not have to feel like I have to make a joke about being fat and hairy.
Right.
You know, every once in a while.
Were you in your underwear when Thomas was talking to you?
I was. And I may have had
Thomas likes that. Yes.
Well. Yeah. Why, hello.
Couldn't help but notice.
He's just drawing his finger around your chest.
Are you away?
Okay, so let's go the other way then. What is your ideal home?
The ideal home.
Money is not an object.
Well, it's actually an A-frame with a giant window that goes up underneath the pole. There's a big waterfall off of one side. The stream goes down. It's got the little arched bridge that goes over it. There's a deck. There's a big three-car garage.
So you're improvising all this right now, never having thought about
never
it
thought about it a bit. Never thought about it a bit. And when you go in the house, there's, you know, a floating staircase, one that just shoots right out of the wall, two or three bedrooms up top, and then there's either going to be a pool or, I'm thinking a pond, more or less, in the backyard. Mm-hmm. Just real natural room. Yeah, so that's just what I made up right there on the spot.
Not that I have blueprints drawn up.
You don't have a vision board at home or anything, you guys. It's fine.
Not that I wrote an 1,800-page novel with a character named Meter Parr where he builds and lives in this house. Totally fiction. I don't think my ideal house is that big. I don't really want to live in a place that's so big that I can't tell when people come in.
Yeah.
Like, I want to hear when people are home.
Yep.
Like, I don't mind the sound of people walking around in the house. I like that better than the, like, oh, I haven't visited this wing in some time. Is there a homeless man who's taken up a camp in here?
Well, wouldn't your butler let you know when people come? Yeah.
Mr. Sharp, there has been a derelict making a home in the East Library. Shall I roust him?
It's just me. I got kicked out of the house.
Oh. He's in his underwear. And the cat is talking.
A guy can't have an erection in his own wing.
I tried to move him off the sofa, but it was vinyl and he was stuck.
Your butler's a real asshole. I've thought about elements of a room. I want a room with good ventilation. That is temperature controlled. This is very basic. But like that has like a conversation.
I want a house where my wife doesn't yell at me.
No.
Is that a feature you can buy?
No, I got nothing but good things to say about my wife.
On this podcast.
Hey, it's good. Don't insinuate.
For the listener, he is winking heavily right now. He's making a slashing gesture across his throat. I don't know what that means.
I don't understand why.
I'd like to have like a place where a big circle, like a conversation pit kind of thought, where you could, you know, smoke them if you got them, you know, with a wet bar. I think that'd be legit.
Right.
So, you know that our house has a wet bar.
Does it really?
It does. Through the swinging saloon doors.
Right through there. Shut the front door.
Fantastic. And it has the wood paneling on it.
Do a quick tour of the saloon.
It's like, okay, all right. I was about to say,
though.
Good
all
God.
Right, boys, it is donut time.
It is, isn't it?
Wait a second.
Graham crackers.
Yeah.
What is Morris? That's a s'mores donut. Dig in. Somebody grab what
do you
want?
Yeah. Dude, I'm taking this. Cut them in half. Dude, if you don't want a full one,
dude, get
let
it.
Me know.
I'm doing the s'mores.
Go for it.
Get the s'mores one.
Do it.
These are awesome donuts,
if you're from Fresno and you're looking for a new donut place to call your donut place, Kettle Glaze Donuts is the best in the city.
Yeah. I'm excited. That's good. My kids love donuts.
How old are your kids again?
5 and 7.
5 and 7.
We'll send you home with the leftovers.
Yeah.
We'll make
get those
you
guys bouncing on the wall.
Sounds good to me.
We drive all the way to Hollywood to get these donuts.
Mm-hmm.
Are there donut shops in Van Nuys?
Oh, yeah.
A million of them.
Yeah. That was the strangest thing, right? I thought when I first moved here. Right. California's like the healthiest place on the planet, but there's a
fucking donut shop every six blocks.
I actually learned why from Sammy the Kettle Glazed Guy.
Really?
Oh, can you tell?
In the 70s, there was a company based in China that sold donut franchises to immigrants. It's pretty much the exact same reason that there are so many nail salons.
And you could get citizenship if you had a business or something.
Yeah, and it's a cheap, easily run business.
Fantastic.
This one particular company taught tons and tons of people this industry, and they all came over to Los Angeles because this is where their U.S. offices were based. And so there's this insane donut industry in Los Angeles because of this one company.
Wow.
So, Peter, you've also done housing stuff on TV, right?
I have. Well, the first show that I did, it was a kitchen remodeling show on the Food Network. It's called Kitchen Accomplished, so we would go in and remodel an entire kitchen in 3 days. It can be pretty stressful because you have the construction side that needs to get done in a time frame, but the people who are paying for this to happen are the people who are making the TV show. You know, it was camera ready by day three. But there were a couple times where it was like, this is the most beautiful faucet. It doesn't...
Yeah, it's a beautiful faucet.
It is. It is. It's like a hood ornament at this point.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait to sit down on that. Don't sit down on that. Do not sit down on that.
There was one crew, and they would always send one guy out to find all the porn in the house.
Nice.
Almost every fucking house had porn. Everybody would leave, and they'd be like, all right. Round them up. You see, like, old pictures of, like boobs. Yeah, it was pretty fun. It was pretty cool.
And then once you found the porn, what did you do with it?
We just laughed, put it right back, and called it a day. After we jerked off all
the time. That's a given, right?
That's a given. That's a given.
It would be disrespectful not.
We all found a page we could agree on.
There's like, I'm done. It's your turn. Are we going to get this done in 3 days or not? What's it going to be?
I would love to see Ty Pennington do a segment on that.
Yeah.
And this is where we found their porn. It was so sweet. It was amazing.
And I wanted to tell you something. Finally, we jerked off to your porn. you guys are
the great. Porn that was in this house was old. It was used. It needed to be replaced. We took these old vintage Playboys out and we brought them new 2015 Hustlers.
Dirtier, sexier, smarter. That's what we do.
Cleaner pages.
Yes.
Oh, God. Your response was amazing. Oh, God.
No.
Gracious.
Oh, boys. Heavens, boys.
Boys will be boys.
Okay, so last question. Big question. When is a house a home?
My wife put out Halloween decorations.
So when your wife puts out?
When my wife puts out. No, I feel like when you move into a new place, you got to get it on. That's very important.
Yep.
You get it on. This is our house. We're banging it here. And your kids are in bed or whatever.
Or not.
Or they're
taking notes
by Minecraft or whatever.
There's no pants and Netflix. Now we're home.
I think my concept has actually changed quite a bit. Like I think I mentioned earlier that I just haven't felt like I've had a home for years. Mm-hmm. And now, I think if her and I got together and we got a place, that would actually feel like a home.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, is part of it having someone to share with?
I think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you have a home by yourself?
Not that I really remember. In fact, the last time I really felt like I had a home was the skunk place. Actually, you know,
I thought you were going to say the place I grew up.
Yeah. No, not even.
No, skunk place.
You know, it's funny. I haven't even really thought about that. But that place, I had two roommates, and we all got along really well. And then a lot of fun things happened in that building. And so I really think home is more of a feeling and sharing.
I remember being home alone. But, like, you know, every once in a while you think there might be a ghost in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Like, or maybe the devil, you know, depending on how spiritual you are.
It's probably the devil.
And,
it's
like, it's good to have somebody
probably
else
the devil's
there.
Ghost.
Yeah,
if there's somebody else there with you, you can turn to your roommate and say, are you seeing the demon in the corner? And they go, no. And you're like, okay, it's just my imagination.
It's just the acid kicking in.
I'm home.
So,
home is where you share your life with someone too.
Yeah,
that's you corny fucker. Yeah, that's
just, I love it, man.
That was the cheesiest thing I could say.
It's fantastic. This is a good point in your life right now. Where you're like kind of on the brink of this. Like,
honestly, I feel like it is. So that's kind of a weird question for me.
You're about to find out what home is.
Yeah, are you going to find out one way or another?
Home is where that goddamn harpy crushes your spirit. let's go
to the midnight breakfast. Let's go to the midnight breakfast. Eggs and bacon, waffles too. No topic there is taboo. Coffee's black, the jokes are blue. At the midnight breakfast.
And that shuts the door on this week's episode of Midnight Breakfast. Thank you to my guests, Peter Marr and Kevin Tinkin. Thank you to Gary Best for the Midnight Breakfast theme and Mike Garvin for additional music. The Midnight Breakfast team is myself, David Sharp, audio engineer Dave Brennan, and culinary engineer Shayna, the lady with a pool, Brennan. Twitter handles. Peter is at the Peter Marr. Kevin is at Kevin Tinkin. I am at David and Sharp, and the show is 12 a.m. Breakfast. Please feel free to contact us with any comments, questions, feedback, or sexual propositions. We love hearing from our listeners in whatever capacity. Also, feel free to rate and review us on iTunes. This matters a great deal to them and their weird algorithms, so please help us out. Midnight Breakfast is a production of the Crab Diving Network. It's midnight, everybody. It's a brand new day.